From the Tri-State Sports Leader, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. This is the award-winning First Century Bank Super Talk Sports Line. To join us, call 304-399-8255 or toll-free at 877-420-8255. Broadcasting from the Kindred Capital Building in downtown Huntington, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum.
Woody Woodrum not with us this evening, feeling under the weather. We hope to have him back tomorrow. Until then, I'm Paul Swan. I'll take your phone calls this segment, 304-399-8255. Also, you can be a part of the program toll-free at 877-420-8255. Rough weekend for Woody. Of course, the Marshall game on Saturday was a rough weekend for everybody. A lot of people having some angst over this one. Fortunately, I guess for me, fortunately, I didn't get to see it as it played out. I followed it, I heard everything that was going on, and my social feed isn't the indicator of what's happening in the world, but it was pretty darn close. A lot of people just freaking out. Marshall was not performing well. You get a drive that wins it for the herd, so they eke out a win. A lot of people were kind of in panic mode. I was, on the other hand, relaying all the good or bad news, depending on your point of view, to a lot of people when I was at the West Virginia Radio and Technology Museum for the West Virginia Broadcasting Hall of Fame ceremony. So a couple people we know were inducted, including Dr. Charles G. Bailey. So it was a fun night for me to see that. But I'm sitting in the back, and I've got the game tracker up, and I just whisper. I had Dave Wilson next to me. He was there as well. And I'm like, Dave, look at the score, because we're trying to keep up with this. Be polite. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Really? That's the halftime score? And so, no disrespect to our master of ceremonies, Hoppy Kirchwell, but we kind of tuned him out a couple of minutes now and then as we were looking at the game tracker and trying to keep up with the game. Unfortunately for Woody, I felt for him because Woody said, I got this covered. Yeah, if I'd known how bad he was going to feel, I would have told him just drop everything, come with me. But he didn't have the game feed either. So when I called him on Saturday, I was at a private ceremony. I was on my way over to Roosters to join him for the post game. And I called him just to be on the show with him early before I could get away. He was like, hey, yeah, you've seen as much game as I have. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So there was a big problem with the TV feed. And so poor Woody didn't get to watch it either. So it's like the blind leading the blind on Saturday. I go back to Roosters and it's like, okay, hey, we'll take your phone calls, see what you're doing here. So I think we'll be back on track. We got a few days to recover. Because there's not a game on Saturday. There's also not a Herd Insider coming out this week. But the staff will be back at it, hard at work here in a few days to get to the next issue of the Herd Insider. We'll try to get it to you before Thursday. Of course, you can always go to our website, goherd.com, to download the latest issue once it's there. And if you enjoy that, wait till you see what we have to show you next. I'll just leave it at that. Because we're pretty proud of what we're doing right there on GoHerd.com. So we'll take your phone call. So it's going to be just a little bit different of a show today. I really want to hear from you. I'm going to get your thoughts on what happened on Saturday, get your take on that. So, I'm going to lean on you guys a little bit. I want you to make it your show at 304-399-8255. And our toll-free number is 877-420-8255. So I'm looking to see what you guys can do and bring to the show today. We're going to hear from Jason Toy next hour. He's our resident NASCAR expert. He works for MRN Radio, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about what's happening with the Cup Chase and everything that's involved. We got a few races left, and he'll give you all the update and the storylines as it's getting closer and closer to deciding who's going to win the Cup. Also, just for something different, and Woody's going to kick himself for missing this because he really enjoyed them as well. We're going to have a couple of ladies from the Huntington Roller Derby team, Jewel City Roller Girls. So they're coming in. They've got a recruitment drive coming up tomorrow. So Woody called off. He's missing that today. He must not feel well because Those kids, every time they come in here, they definitely bring a lot of energy to the show. So we're going to talk to them. And, of course, like I said, your phone calls are what we're looking for. I'm trying to get you in here today because we got a lot to go over. Of course, that Marshall game is definitely on top of our mind. We'll talk about the Bengals. They get a victory. Go to overtime to do it. And then a huge collapse in baseball. We'll talk about that next hour. Because I tuned that out. I thought it was over, and maybe I should have stuck around a little longer for that. Stuck around as much as I could for the Sunday night game. Probably should have stuck around for the baseball game. Probably the big news today that impacts Marshall, is the announcement that the Bahamas Bowl, this is official now. We've known about this, but this is the official word now. The Bahamas Bowl will join the bowl lineup in 2014 as the only postseason college football game, the release reads, outside of the United States. And Conference USA is going to be one of the conference participating in that game. It's going to kick off December 2014 at Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. It's named for the Olympic track and field star. They're looking to expand the capacity. Right now, capacity is about 15,000. They say that it can be pushed up to 30,000. And if this game grows, they'll probably need it. I know the Bahamas will be a nice destination. If you get a bid there, I don't think you care. The thing is, how would the Bahamas compare to Hawaii? Hawaii, of course, if you're an East Coast team, like Marshall, you're going to be okay. The trip is probably better. I just want to wonder how that's going to compare. But the president of Complete Sports Management, his name is Lee Miller, he said today, to be able to bring these five conferences together who have such strong commitments to academics and athletics is an honor. To be able to create a new college football bowl game with them, with the support of the entire country, of the Bahamas is a historic venue, in a historic venue, is a dream come true. And the college sporting world knows this is yet another sporting event we're bringing to the Bahamas after two highly successful years of battle for Atlantis, college basketball's premier early season basketball tournament. Of course, so he's doing a little PR pushing and promoting. But Conference USA will be in this mix. It's going to be a rotation. How that's going to work out still will be seen, I think, as far as those years that maybe one conference can't fill an obligation. I'm okay with the Bahamas as a destination for a bowl game. I don't have a problem with that. But I still think we've got to the point where there's just too many college bowl games. Now, if you're saying that you're not playing these games for me, that's fine. You know, carry on, because I don't know how many fans are going to be tuning this in. The whole kick here is it's programming. Television programming. ESPN needs shows. I mean, they can only show, you know, so many. I don't know. Do they even show the World Series of Poker? Yeah, okay. So how many reruns of that can you show? I mean, you can only show so many episodes of these pool. There you go. That's a good one. You could show soccer. That's a thing. That seems to be a thing. I actually watched. I'm very upset that I did this. United States played Jamaica, the World Cup qualifying action. I watched that, and then I immediately discussed it with Woody Woodrum on Saturday, and then cursed Aaron Payne publicly for the fact that, you know. I don't know, he called me out, he said, yeah, because I hate soccer. He called me out, though, he said, you can't be patriotic. I'm like, well, of course I can be patriotic. Yeah, it's America. I'm sorry, America. On this Christopher Columbus Day, by the way, the founder of America, he discovered it. Did you not know that? He discovered America. When he was here, he found other people here, but he discovered that they discovered it. And forget the fact that they found it first. Forget the fact that I think the Vikings found it first. Forget that. He discovered it. So we celebrate today. It's Christopher Columbus Day. We don't get a day off. I mean, the bank gets a day off, right? Okay, so I'm in the wrong profession. But here at Kinder Communications, we don't take holidays. No, sir. We don't. We're here for you. All right, our phone numbers are 304-399-8255. Toll free is going to be 877-420-8255. We'll take a look at what happened today in sports, get you a review of everything. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls. Super Talk Sports Line continues on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We will see clouds decreasing across the area, and after highs in the low 70s, we'll fall to about 53 tonight with just a few spots of fog. Tomorrow, looking fantastic for our Tuesday, 78 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Rain moves in, though, for Wednesday and Thursday, and cooler temperatures follow for this week. I'm Kristen Ketchel on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Kentucky Automotive, just off the Grayson exit of I-64, is proud to lay claim to being a little bit different. At Kentucky Automotive, they like their competition. They like the fact that they care. Kentucky Automotive even likes the fact that the other car dealers scream from the rooftops about great prices they offer. You see, at Kentucky Automotive, they just don't brag. Kentucky Automotive just quietly makes great deals, whether it's a new Ford car or truck, a Jeep, a Chrysler, or pre-owned vehicle. Kentucky Automotive in Grayson gets the deal done. And that may be worth shouting about, but we'll let you do that.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call or visit online at hfsl.com.
If you want to get fitted for victory, go to Ashland Sporting Goods. And for a real horse whisperer, see Kelly Hall at Ohio Horse Park. And when you need the best care for your bones and joints, you turn to the hospital with a wide array of orthopedic specialists. You turn to King's Daughters. King's Daughters provides expert joint replacement surgery for hips and knees, rotator cuff and shoulder repair, fracture treatment, physical therapy, and more. So whether it's your hip, knee, or shoulder that needs serious help, or if you're looking for expert sports injury care, our bone and joint specialists can get you moving again. All over the region, people know that when it comes to high-quality health care, we deliver. Everyone has their expertise. At King's Daughters, ours is your health. Visit us in Ashland, Kentucky, or online at kdmc.com. For a physician referral, call 888-377-5362. That's 888-377-5362.
Moyer's Auto Service and Towing of Ashland provides all your automotive needs. From basic oil changes to major overhauls. For over 58 years, Moyers has dedicated their name to the best in quality care. And now introducing the Car Wash. The Car Wash on Winchester is the only car wash held to the Moyers standard of service. So if you want your car looking and running just as good as new, then head over to Moyers Auto Service and Towing at 2601 Greenup Avenue. Or call 606-325-6043.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. Or an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. Or a large chef or antipasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Deaver Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
Are you looking for the best prices on guns and ammo? Look no further than JD Armory, your one-stop gun shop for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and ammo. JD Armory carries handguns such as Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, and Ruger. If you're looking for rifles or shotguns, they carry Mossberg, Remington, and Winchester. JD Armory also gives CCW training classes and is a Class 3 NFA with Yankee Hill and Jim Tech. Located at 802 4th Street, South Point, Ohio, beside McMean Pharmacy, or visit online at jdarmory.com.
Banking is about relationships. At First Century Bank, we've built our business on it. Since we started, we have developed meaningful relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. As banks in our region change names and move in and out of our neighborhoods, we will continue to deliver the same trustworthy, comfortable style of hometown banking. Join the winning team at First Century Bank. We're not a new bank, we're your bank. First Century Bank. Your town, your bank.
This is the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan, no Woody Woodrum this evening. He'll be back, we hope, tomorrow. Until then, open phone lines this segment, 304-399-8255. Toll free is going to be 877-420-8255. So Marshall, a winner, 24-23 at FAU. It's a game in which Justin Hague becomes a hero. He hits a season-long 41-yard field goal. Time expires. Marshall fans go home happy. A lot of angst, but they go home happy. Now, I know a lot of people kind of upset on this one. They felt that Marshall's a little conservative, felt that Marshall could have been more aggressive, put this game away early. I kind of contend that we expected this, or at least I expected this to be a little bit more competitive because I thought FAU was getting better. The season progressed. They had a pretty brutal schedule early on. Marshall was not the toughest opponent this team has faced. Of course, again, everyone looks at scores and goes, okay, you know, Marshall should handle this one. And remember, after the Virginia Tech game, the whole thought was, well, Marshall should steamroll over Conference USA. And I'm sorry to tell you, that's not going to happen. I don't see that consistently happening. Yeah, I think this game is going to be determined week in and week out. Defense. Marshall's put together a solid defense, so you're going to see that. I don't think the offense is where the defense is. Last year, the defense definitely wasn't where the offense was. So I think we've got a role reversal. I don't know if you just expect Marshall to go out there and score 50 or 60 points. I know I joke that Marshall could drop 50 on this team, but honestly, Marshall is going to win games now with their defense. It seems that's how it's panned out. Just a little bit. I don't know. Is that a brand of football that does? Yeah, does that compel to you? I mean, is that compelling to you? Are you interested in a defensive football game? Now, the good news is Marshall won. Everything's fine. No panic here, even though you all were panicking. No panic here. But I'm glad Marshall won from this standpoint. What would attendance look like if they would have dropped this one? And then with the possibility of still, it could be a trap. Middle Tennessee, I still see that as a trap game. Now, seeing it and knowing about it, I think are important and to identify it. Right now, Middle Tennessee to me kind of reads and feels like a trap game. Don't you think? I think you should think that right now, because the way that they have played, they have been in some tight ball games. You want to look at their record? Okay, we'll look at their record. It's not the best. They're 3-4. They beat Western Carolina, sure. Beat Memphis. Beat FAU. Oh, by the way, they beat them in overtime. So there you go. They lost to BYU. They lost to East Carolina, and they lost to North Texas. And, of course, they lost to North Carolina. Okay, North Carolina's not bad. Give them that one. North Carolina's not bad. Well, in the grand scheme of things, it's bad. But as far as a quality opponent, I mean, North Carolina lost 27-10 to South Carolina. They're pretty good. They had a heck of a fight with Georgia Tech. East Carolina did steamroll them, and they had a tight one with Virginia Tech. I think they're a better team than their record indicates. I'm not trying to sell you on North Carolina, but I'm okay with that loss. And then BYU, that BYU, you know that's a tough place to play. BYU lost a close one to Virginia. BYU, by the way, beat number 15 Texas 40-21. They lost a tough one to Utah, and they've won out since. They beat Utah State. They beat Georgia Tech. So that's a legitimate loss. If you question the North Carolina loss, then I will present to you BYU. That's a legitimate game. East Carolina, sort of the same boat. East Carolina was pretty good up to that point. They had beat North Carolina. It already beat Florida Atlantic. They beat Old Dominion. They had a close one with Virginia Tech. They could have won that one as well. Of course, Tulane just showed they were for real by beating East Carolina 36-33 in overtime. And Tulane also beat a really tough North Texas team. North Texas, for what their record is, still pretty tough. North Texas played Ohio really close. Marshall couldn't beat Ohio. They were okay against Georgia. They lost to them 45-21. And, of course, they beat Middle, but they lost to a tough one to Tulane. They were really tight with Tulane. And I just don't think, with all that said, you can game this thing. You can play with the numbers. You can look at records and go, well, Marshall should that. You can't do that. Now, I'm not trying to overhype Middle Tennessee. I think they're going to be tough, though. I really think that they are going to be a tough, legitimate contest for the Thundering Herd. Plus, they're going to be smarting. They losers of three, they're going to be looking for a way to get a win. They're going to have plenty of time to prepare, as well as Marshall should. This game's going to be televised nationally on Fox Sports 1. It's a Thursday night game. It's going to be a big deal. So a lot of people are going to be watching. They know it. They know it's going to be a big deal. They're 1-2 in the conference. They're not out of it yet. They could still at least get themselves in position for bowl eligibility. They might be playing for bowl eligibility right now. They got to get three more wins, maybe even four, out of five. They're probably going to beat UAB. They're probably going to beat Southern Miss. They're probably going to beat Florida International. So that's going to be six right there. Six wins if this plays out. If they get UTEP or Marshall, that'll give them seven, and they should be okay for a bowl bid. UTEP is doable. They can beat UTEP. But why chance it? Why chance it? You want to get Marshall while you can at your place on national television. So we'll take more of your phone calls later on about that. We are going to change our gears a little bit, or better yet, we're going to change skates. Probably a better turn. When we come back from break, we're going to talk to a couple of the ladies from the Jewel City Roller Girls. They're going to tell us about a recruitment drive coming up and why you should participate in roller derby. It's a fun family sport for everyone. We'll tell you more about it when we continue here. Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Tradition. There's comfort and strength in tradition. The Book Exchange is proud to be a long-standing part of Mountaineer tradition. We're also proud to participate in newer traditions like Gold Rush at Mountaineer Field. Saturday, September 28th, fans will fill the stadium wearing gold to support the team as they take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Stop into the Book Exchange, gear up with the latest gold WVU apparel, and be a part of Mountaineer tradition. The Book Exchange on Willie Street and on Patterson Drive. Online at bookexchangewv.com.
Because of you, our customers, value is a part of every aspect of our bank, including our staff. That's why, now through this Friday, we proudly celebrate Teller Appreciation Week at MVB Bank. We value their hard work and daily commitment to our clients. Behind our valuable products are valuable people. Visit MVB Bank today and discover why we're your most valuable bank. Or visit us online at mvbbanking.com. MVB Bank, your most valuable bank. Member FDIC.
Since 1951, Chapman's Mortuary has shown the importance of working with a family-owned and operated firm by creating a personal relationship and offering individualized service. If you'd like Chapman's Mortuary to assist you during your time of need or are interested in cremation or pre-need planning, call today for a personal consultation. 304-523-9424. Chapman's Mortuary in Huntington. This community has relied on them for years. You can rely on them today.
We're the better bank, Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, string safety and stability, we're the name you can trust. We're the better
Kentucky
bank.
Farmers Bank.
We're the better bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models, or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
I'm Kim Kanoff, owner of Mattress Warehouse, and I'd like to thank you for 30 great years.
It's our 30th anniversary sale, and we're celebrating with store-wide savings like this limited-time 30th anniversary special purchase. A Sealy plush pillow top queen set with gel and memory foam for just $5.97. Ask about limited-time special financing and free same-day delivery. Plus, enter our 30th anniversary sweepstakes online to win a free mattress set. Mattress Warehouse,
bringing you a better night's sleep for 30 years.
See store for details.
I'm Coach Bobby Pruitt. I have seen a lot of champions. On November 1st, you can be a champion for recovery. Spend the evening with me and Coach Don Nealon for a dinner event filled with champions, with all proceeds to benefit the Healing Place of Huntington. The Healing Place offers hope to those who suffer from the vicious cycle of addiction to alcohol and drugs. Help those in need, embrace hope, and join us for a great night of champions. For tickets, call 304-412-8691 or go to the Healing Place of Huntington.
You know those free checking accounts that have hidden fees? With us, free share draft checking is really free. Plus, you can get ATM access, check card, online and phone access, direct deposit. You get the idea. Totally free share draft checking. Members Choice Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
What do I cherish? Precious moments watching Dad read to my little Eric. Dad's eyes light up like I haven't seen in years. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad was in the beginning stages of age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. I learned AMD is the leading cause of blindness in people 55 and older, with baby boomers becoming more at risk as they get older. Luckily, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read to Eric, and I can still see those eyes light up. I urge you to look out for yourself and for your loved ones so your precious moments don't fade away. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-254-6552 for a free packet of information on preventing and managing AMD. Their researchers are hard at work on more effective treatments and a cure. That's 1-800-254-6552. A cure is in sight.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
All right, we don't want to talk about the depressing Marshall game anyway. We're not doing that. We're changing gears a little bit. All right. Last time we had these ladies in here, Facebook traffic went off, you know, the page. People want to know more about roller derby. And we bring back to the program, we're just using their aliases just because of it's cooler. You didn't like the name that your mother gave you, your father.
No, so Gravy. Gravy's
better. So Gravy's back with us. Mm-hmm. And she brings... We just rat. We don't rat race or just rat?
Rat race is the name on the jersey, but most people just shorten it to rat.
Okay, so Gravy and Rat are with us, and let's talk about first a successful home matchup before we talk about why this is such a wonderful thing for young ladies to be involved with. Well, okay, you'll take grannies too, right?
Oh, we'll take them all.
Take them all? Okay. So let's talk about why you had a successful outing last time it was in Huntington, or at least in the Tri-State area.
It was amazing. There were like 400 people there. We had to bring down chairs from the ceiling to accommodate everyone. People were standing. It was just awesome. Everyone was cheering for us, which usually when you're an away team, no one cheers for you. So it was a lot better.
Were you surprised by the turnout?
Yeah, we actually were. We were expecting maybe like 200, 250. When 400 people showed up, it was just kind of out of this world. It was awesome.
We got a huge community outpouring from it. It was it felt very loved. It was awesome.
Was it more than a family and friends crowd? It was like people maybe you've never seen before?
I definitely know there are people I've never seen before. A lot of my customers came. Like, most of the crowd, I don't think I knew.
Well, we met a lady at Subway, in, I guess, Catlettsburg it is. Mm-hmm. And she saw our jerseys. This was right before we had been setting up. We went to go get lunch at Subway. We see her, and then she's like, "Are you guys on roller derby team?" And we're like, "Yeah, you should come out to our homebout tonight." And I actually saw her there, so that was pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Before we talk about recruitment, we actually have someone on the line who wants to leave you a comment. So this is Steve checking in from Ashland. And Steve, what's your comment for the ladies? Steve, are you there? Steve, going once?
Yes, Steve.
There you are. Hi, Steve. What's your comment?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Guys, I am psyched about the big win Saturday night. We didn't play very well, but we found a way to win.
So you have no clue what you're you don't have any idea who our guests are right now, do you, Steve?
I have no idea.
All right, we'll talk to you a little bit, Steve. We'll catch you back here. Give us a call back. Steve having no clue whatsoever, calling in just randomly, unprepared.
Steve should ref.
Yeah. I thought we maybe won on Saturday, and I didn't even know.
I was going to say, did you have a match on Saturday?
No.
If you do actually want to talk roller derby with the girls, we'll take your calls. 877-420-8255, those numbers. But so, successful event. You got a lot of people never showed up before to a roller derby match.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, how are you growing this? You got a recruitment drive coming up. What's all the things that are happening that pushes this forward now?
Well, we got recruitment. We're kind of gearing down right now for the season. And after recruitment, we'll be kind of starting to retrain at the beginning of the year for our next season coming up. And hopefully we'll have some home bouts. We're thinking about the Big Sandy is where we're going to be next. So a little bit closer to home. And I guess that's just our agenda right now.
How have you had talks with them? And
mm-hmm.
They've been really receptive?
Yeah, they have been, actually. So it's been pretty cool. We'd really like to have a bout in Huntington since, you know, we are a Huntington team. And I think a lot more people, like our friends and our family, will make the trip to the Big Sandy and see us. So I think it could be a really big turnout. Plus, there's beer, so that's also...
Beer. You got a thumbs up from a producer in the studio. Alex is all about beer. So you got a lot of support last time. Not just this was not just a grassroots effort. You really got a lot of civic, you know, support from people in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, people were great. Dave Lavender did an amazing story on us.
The Visitors Bureau really chipped in a lot.
They've been such a great help to us for the past year or so. They've been amazing.
How did they latch on to this?
They just...
They're really receptive to, like, us just approaching, being like, hey, we'd like to help you, and you want to help us, and they just hopped on that, and were just like, absolutely, I want to support community
mm-hmm.
teams. It was, I don't know, just open arms. It was really great.
So we usually do some volunteer work for them. I think that Rat was at the Tour de
mm-hmm.
Path, yeah.
We had, let's see, oh gosh, I want to say, like, 4 or 5 girls, I think, showed out. We might have overstaffed, actually.
And we just do, like, some... We did a race for recovery. So the Visitors Bureau just kind of hooks us up with these volunteer things that we actually really like doing. And then they help us, you know, if people want to stay in hotels and stuff like that with our home bout, and they help us get grants and stuff like that. So it's really a good partnership.
Okay, so they see this really as a great community outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you're looking to do more... How many matches are you looking to put on the schedule?
We're thinking 2 right now to see how they go, and then just up from there, hopefully.
Now, you got a recruitment drive, and just to remind people, this is pretty legitimate. You're not just doing it out there just to go have a good time and have a beer. You know, this is
mm-hmm.
you take this pretty seriously. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's fun, but at the same time, you know, it's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke to you. This is a real event for you, a real sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, practices will take you at least about 5 hours a week, but I guarantee, like, the majority, if not all of our girls, are pouring in more effort than that. It's almost a business as much as it is a team, because where it is grassroots, it takes everybody to keep that running and keep that going. And, I don't know, a lot of girls, like, next month even, we're traveling out of state just to go
Like, we have the recruitment night tomorrow, but we're traveling to, like, one of the top, like, 10, 20 teams to go try to, like, have them train us as well. Like, it takes a lot of dedication, but it's really cool in that Derby will take you from wherever you are to wherever you want to go.
And that's really important to try to legitimize this, because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people remember watching it on TV, you know, and it was pretty glamorous, and there's still show about it, but, you know, this isn't... Yeah, this isn't like professional wrestling where there's a scripted outcome. I mean, you,
not
there's,
anymore,
there,
no.
There's bruises, there's breaks, there's scrapes. I mean, it's you know, it's like a contest
sport. There's strategy, a lot of strategy. Derby's a head game. Yeah. Like, you go hit people, but you got to do it smart, man.
So, you know, what kind of head games are you playing here with the other team? I mean, how do you, you know, I mean, are you trying to get in their head? Are you trying to, you know, tell me a little bit about how this works.
You're just, I guess you're kind of trying to bend the rules. I would, yeah. There's a lot of that.
Okay, so it's sort of like professional wrestling in a
well,
way.
No. Professional wrestling, it's scripted, and you know where the hits are going to come
okay.
from. In roller derby, it's, you've got to get in their head so much as to be like, all right, I know that girl. I know she always hits straight off the line, so I need to, like, jump in front of her and then come at her from the other side. You've got to, like, know the rules well enough to play them to your advantage. So you don't want to break them, but you want to make sure that they're working in your favor.
Okay.
And there's about 40-ish, 45 pages of rules.
40 billion.
40 pages of rules.
Yeah.
Billion. So, you know, how has this taken off elsewhere? Yeah, as far as making this legitimate, how is this perceived?
It's being considered, not like official yet, but considered for an Olympic sport in the future. Like, it's one of eight sports, I think, that are being considered for the next games.
Mm-hmm.
It's, let's see, we're playing internationally now. I want to say Seattle's Rat City and Vancouver, I think, was the first international match in the West Coast. Like, it is growing.
Actually, two international teams are going to, Nationals. They're going to Nationals. Mm-hmm. Toronto and London. So they're the first two international teams to actually play in the what's called WFTDA, Women's Flat Track Derby Association, in their national games.
TV contract next? I mean...
Well, actually.
Well, while I mention that,
they're starting a show on the London Roller Girls called Roller Derby Till I Die, and that's on the Extreme Sports Channel.
Okay. So, is this sort of like a HBO Hard Knocks where they go behind the scenes in their training camp? How's this going to?
I guess so. Okay. I haven't heard too much about it. I've just seen like snippets and stuff like that, but it's like a documentary based show and. I guess it goes inside to how they train and how they became, you know, what they are today.
We're going to talk a little bit about the recruitment when we come back, so we'll take your phone calls as well. 877-420-8255. We use their aliases because they think it's cooler. We have Gravy and Rat joining us, and just poor me and Alex with just our non-cool names here. Supertalk Sportsline, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We will see clouds decreasing across the area, and after highs in the low 70s, we'll fall to about 53 tonight with just a few spots of fog. Tomorrow, looking fantastic for our Tuesday, 78 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Rain moves in, though, for Wednesday and Thursday, and cooler temperatures follow for this week. I'm Kristen Ketchel on your official severe weather station, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
By now, you've probably heard that the Fannin Automotive family is bigger and better than all the rest, but what does that mean exactly? Well, how about getting a 2013 Hyundai Elantra GLS with popular equipment package for only $15,995, or getting a brand new Toyota Camry SE for only $21,995 and 0% financing. Just another way how the Fannin Automotive family is proving that they're bigger and better than any other dealership in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Visit online, FanninMotors.com, or come on in. Fannin Automotive family, U.S. Route 60, Ashland.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd Athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See John Garten, 512 Adams Avenue, Huntington. Marcia Slater, 6367 Route 60 East, Barbersville.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
As a child, I can remember always being excited about going to Community Trust Bank with my parents because I knew I was going to get a treat. It's funny, now that I'm married, have two kids, and just bought a new home, when it came time for a new home loan, I went to Community Trust Bank. I trust them and knew they'd be there for me and my family just like they were for Mom and Dad. And now, with 81 locations, there's no reason to go anywhere else but Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can this week at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
Hey, Herd fans, bring your pride alive with the People's Bank Marshall Big Green Debit Card. The Big Green Debit Card is the only debit card that gives back to Marshall. The more you swipe, the more People's Bank donates. Plus, for you ultimate Herd fans, Marshall Big Green Banking gives you access to special Marshall VIP experiences and merchandise. Give the school you love the support it deserves. Get your card today at MarshallBigGreenBanking.com or at any People's Bank location. People's Bank, proud partner of Marshall Athletics. Member FDIC.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan joining you, Super Talk Sports Line. Our phone number is 877-420-8255. We're doing things a little different this hour. Instead of talking football, that'll be next hour. Talking roller derby, because we've got the ladies from the Jewel City Roller Girls in studio. Gravy and Rat.
Yep.
Hey.
And doing some recruiting. So tell me more. How can people get involved? Say for example, we've got someone who is listening to the show right now, and they want to find an outlet for their daughter to maybe take out their frustrations on the world. And it sounds like a good thing to hit some other girl.
It is.
Okay.
Good choice.
So, how do they get involved? How do you get people signed up to go hit other people?
Well, Tuesday actually is the day. If you were wanting to join, we're having a recruitment night from 7 to 10 at Skateland in Altizer. And we're just going to, meet up, welcome people, tell them a little bit about what the gear we use, the skates we use, protection.
What the derby is, what it really is.
We'll have them doing some drills and skating around, playing some games. And then we'll all eat, and it'll be awesome. And I'm really excited, actually, because I love getting to see some fresh meat come out, especially people who maybe don't think that they can do it, and then they actually, show up, and they kind of prove to themselves that they can. So that's a really kind of awesome thing that the people can get from roller derby.
Okay, so you say fresh meat. Should they be worried?
No.
Fresh meat is an endearing
term. We don't even eat meat, so it's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so
meatless fat.
So you're both vegetarian. Vegan, vegetarian, what's the proper term here?
I'm vegan. She's a vegetarian.
Okay, what's the difference?
Vegan eats no animals and no animal byproducts,
okay.
And I'm okay with honey.
All right. So she likes it a little sweeter than you.
Yeah.
Okay.
She can do spicier than I can.
Okay, so she's sweet and you're spice.
Right.
All right, so, Do they need to bring medical records? Is this just an open house? You know, what do I need to bring with me if I'm interested and I want to sign up?
Well, you'll just have to sign a waiver, really. Just wear clothes that you would normally work out in and be comfortable. If you have skates, if you have pads and gear, helmet, bring them, because our supply is limited, but we do have some available. You can always rent skates if you don't have them. And, I mean, what
wear
else?
Tights. Wear tights, because if you think carpet burn is bad, rink rash is worse.
Oh, yeah, I've got a case of that right now.
Okay.
It's bad.
And let me ask you this, you know, what kind of skates do they need to bring? Do they need the inline, you know, four-wheeler, whatever you call those old schools?
If you're a ref, you can wear inlines or four-wheels. Mm-hmm. If you want to play roller derby as a skater, though, you'll be on the quads, the four-wheeled skates.
Okay. And so. You're wanting me to be a ref, aren't you?
I am.
His derby name is Swan Jeremy, we've decided.
Okay. I like it. What's Alex? If we're gonna name people, what can we call Alex?
I'm gonna need another commercial break, probably.
Okay. We'll give you till the top of the hour, and then we'll let him know what it is later on. So, I don't need anything else other than a waiver now.
Good attitude.
Yeah. A waiver. Is it safe? That's gonna be a question, I'm sure. You know, is this really a safe way to spend a Saturday afternoon?
Safety is always our top concern. Like, one of the first things that you'll learn is how to fall and how to fall properly. With any new, like, skill or activity, you're probably going to take a spill, but that's why you're required to have certain gear. You're required to have elbow pads, wrist guards, knee pads, your helmet, mouth guard. You're not even allowed to play without any of that. You're not allowed to play without knowing how to fall. Like, that's our first order of business. I'm not saying that injuries don't happen, but I'd say the most common is probably, like, a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
All of my worst injuries I've had off skates. Mm-hmm. I actually wish I had a better story for most of them.
You could make one up right now.
Let's see. I remember there was this one girl, like, huge, way bigger than I was, came around the corner and slammed into me, took my feet right out from under me, and I went flipping over the wall, and that's how I tore my ligament. Definitely wasn't anything about tripping over a sidewalk.
Okay, so that's pretty much, though, not much of a concern. You get hurt yourself just as bad walking in the park as doing this.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're me.
Okay. Now, yeah, you're working on home matches, but what's the incentive for girls other than just something cool to do? I mean, you talk about travel. What's the travel like? You know, what's the time commitment? You say 5 hours at minimum. Mm-hmm. You know, how much time do they need to really devote to this, and what kind of expenses are they going to incur if they're going to, you know, do this?
Derby can be an investment at first. Like, we do have the rentals and we have the loaner gear on the first come first serve basis, but you're going to want to eventually get your own, and that can be a little pricey. Mm-hmm. We do have sponsors, online sponsors, that if you're a member of Jewel City, you actually get a discount for any skates or gear that you might want to buy. My skates cost me, gosh, I want to say about $130, to be honest, but I think that was after, like, a couple of practices to make sure that I really wanted to do it, of just being on rentals and borrowing some gear, and that's perfectly acceptable. What you're getting yourself into, though, is, like, an even larger community. Yeah. I can say with certainty if I wanted to go to Denver, Colorado, I would have a team that would welcome me to practice, be like, hey, do you want to hang out? Like, you're joining a family as much as you are starting a sport.
So... yeah, this is a social group, also legitimate in sport.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay,
teams are family, though.
Where do you usually get most of your participants? What kind of age group are we looking at? What kind of walks of life?
Our youngest is 18. Our oldest is 41. I've played with a woman as old as 57, though, and we've got nurses, teachers, we've got a cop for a ref, we've got a bunch of students. I'm a barista. gosh.
Just everywhere. Yeah. It really doesn't matter.
Education, that's one of the things Derby brags about the most, is, like, we are a diverse community.
Barista, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slinging coffee.
Slinging coffee. And this isn't just like Marshall girls, because I noticed, you know, a lot of the girls are, you know, Marshall students, mm-hmm. but this isn't just for, you know, for girls in Marshall. It could
right.
be, you know, geography play a factor in this? I mean, you know, where are you trying to get, you know, recruit from? What's your recruiting base?
Well, we actually have a couple of players from Kentucky right now. One of them drives about an hour to practice. So I guess it just depends on your commitment and the amount of time you have to give to Derby. If it's something you really want to do, then I think that it doesn't really matter where you're from. We'll take you.
How rewarding has this been for you? I mean, because you've been back several times. You've been all over the place evangelizing this. You know, what has this done for you? I mean, what has made this so special for you?
I can honestly say now that it's changed my life. It's been about 2.5 years, and I've done nothing but roller derby pretty much. So I've become like part derby, I think.
Part derby?
Yeah. Like one of my arms is like made out of roller derby or something.
What about you, Rat? I mean, first of all, what's the genesis behind Rat? Yeah, the rat race. I know the gravy story.
Well, so when I was in middle school and the kids would make fun of me, they would call me a rat.
Okay.
And so when I grew up, I decided that I was going to own that name and change the perception. So I just wanted something that had to do with rats.
So why did they call you Rat?
I don't know. They're kids.
Kids.
They're kids.
Kids are interesting.
So they're just being mean.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so you took that scar from your childhood and you've turned it into a positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, rats are cool. I've got like 2 pet rats now.
See,
they're
now
super sweet.
The honesty comes out. The truth comes out.
She just got those, though.
Yeah,
that
that's true.
Recent.
That was pretty recent.
Now, before we go, we're going to click top of the hour here. Again, if anyone wants to be a part of this and to contact you and to come out, what they need to do and when and where?
Well, they can like us on Facebook for all of the details of everything that we do. Just Jewel City Roller Girls. They can come to Skateland of Huntington, which is in Altizer. If you go down Route 60, take a left at the Jolly Pirate, you'll see it. It'll be Tuesday from 7 to 10, and it'll be lots of fun stuff. Even if you don't want to get on skates and it's something that you think you might want to do, just come check it out. Just come watch us and see what we do. We'll be doing some, you know, demo roller derby, scrimmaging, and all that to show you what it's really like now.
Is this the only opportunity, or will there be more?
Actually, we just have an open recruitment policy. Just if you feel like coming down, say you just moved to the area and you have nothing to do, but you've heard about roller derby, then you're welcome to come down no matter when.
Okay, and the best way to get a hold of you is, of course, the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's also the website. We've got a great media person that takes care of that. JewelCityRollerGirls.com has a lot of contact information on there, as well as the events that are kept up with.
Mm-hmm.
Next event, other than the open house, so anything else booked?
Not at the moment.
Yeah, we just closed out our season, and
okay.
we're going to be just focusing a lot on training new girls for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
First match, you have it booked?
No, we don't. It's not till later, but
okay.
I think check. I don't want to say for sure, but check around February for some Big Sandy action.
All right, Big Sandy, February, Valentine's Day, right?
Maybe.
You're surprised I would guess that, aren't you?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
We don't have a date in there.
All right. I didn't know if I was inadvertently busting something that I shouldn't have. That's a good idea, though. I mean, I'm thinking that would be a great date night.
Yes, yeah, it's our 3-year anniversary around that time.
Okay,
too.
There you go. Alex, we're working on your name.
Swan Jeremy.
Swan Jeremy. There's a lot of innuendo with a few of those names. So
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do. I think you do.
I'm very innocent here.
I don't know.
As always, ladies, a pleasure. Come back
you.
Soon. Visit us anytime. And we'll make sure Slim, who's not in the studio today, he's back with the next time.
All right.
I know
good.
You missed him.
Oh, I did. Terribly.
She's joking. Hour number 2 on the way. We'll take your phone calls, talk some football. Thundering Herd win a big one. Well, it was big that they won it. It would have been bad if they lost it. We'll talk about that next hour and your phone calls here on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Boy and Billy Big Show, morning 6 to 10 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRVC Huntington, a service of Kindred Communications.
And
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Costello. Senate leaders are hammering out an agreement to raise the debt ceiling and reopen the government. The White House has delayed a meeting with congressional leaders to give negotiators more time. NBC News Radio's Bob Costantini is at the White House.
The deal that seems to be coming together on the Senate side alone would fund government through mid-January and extend the debt limit a month beyond that. Important to keep in mind, though, the agreement is only on the Senate side, and it's unclear what Speaker of the House John Boehner or his entire Republican House caucus thinks about it.
On Wall Street, stocks ended higher on hopes of a debt deal. The Dow up 64, S&P up nearly 7. The Libyan al-Qaeda suspect captured by the U.S. is now in New York to stand trial. Abu Anas al-Libi was taken in Tripoli and interrogated on board an American warship. He's due to stand trial in Manhattan for his role in the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Africa. And Amtrak says it carried a record number of passengers in the budget year that just ended, 31.6 million, despite the interruption of Superstorm Sandy. This is NBC News Radio. Time for bed. A new study ties regular bedtimes to children's behavior. More on that from NBC News Radio's Greg Tansom.
Researchers have found a clear link between a lack of regular bedtime and behavioral difficulties in children. In other words, irregular bedtimes often lead to bad behavior in kids. The study published in the journal Pediatrics also found that children's behavior got worse as the number of nights they did not get to bed on time increased. There was some good news in the study that said the effect of not having a regular bedtime appear to be reversible. The researchers wrote that for children who changed from not having to having regular bedtimes, there were improvements in behavioral scores.
And all those food photos on Instagram and Pinterest might be making your own meals less appealing. A study by marketing professors at BYU has found that looking at too many pictures of food can make eating less enjoyable. The researchers say that the images can make you feel like you've already experienced the meal, causing a type of, quote, sensory boredom. I'm Tom Costello, NBC News Radio.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM's Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
Right now at the Home Depot, you'll get up to 24 months special financing on purchases with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So, let's do less waiting and more creating. Let's start today and do next year's big project now. Let's do this. Up to 24 months special financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 16th. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Super Talk, 94.1 FM and AM 930, WRBC Huntington, with the Tri-State News now.
I'm Ernie G. Anderson. The news is the service of Advantage Toyota, making life a little easier just off the mall exit I-64, Barbersville. The Cabell Huntington Health Department is offering free flu vaccine shots at clinics scheduled this month throughout Cabell County. Everyone aged 6 months and older who lives, works, or volunteers in Cabell County is encouraged to get the vaccine. The vaccine is plentiful this year, as there is no reported shortage, the department says. For the times and dates, go to cabellhealth.org. No appointment is necessary to receive a flu vaccine, but those enrolled in Medicare are asked to bring their Medicare card to the clinic. Construction of Marshall University's new Visual Arts Center in downtown Huntington will force traffic detours tomorrow through Friday. Both east and westbound traffic will be detoured to Veterans Memorial Boulevard or 9th and 10th Streets to avoid the 1,000 block of 3rd Avenue. Don Van Horn, dean of the College of Arts and Media, said a large crane will be placed on 3rd Avenue for 4 days. It will take 1 day to set up the crane tomorrow, 2 days to lift HVAC and other equipment to the roof of the building, and a 4th day to take it down. Some westbound traffic will be allowed to turn onto 3rd Avenue, but only to enter the Pullman Square Loop. Investigators say a man breaking into a home in Portsmouth is suffering from life-threatening injuries after being shot by the homeowner last night around 9:30 on 23rd Street. Neither the homeowner nor the suspect's names have been released, and no further information has been released about the suspect's condition. The Portsmouth Police Department continue to investigate. Marshall Thundering Herd, thanks to Justin Haig's leg, had a 24-23 thrilling win, a come-from-behind win, as the Herd erased a 9-point deficit to the Florida Atlantic Owls on Saturday night. Marshall's next game is at Middle Tennessee a week from Thursday night. Cincinnati Bengals crafted the club's first overtime victory in 4 years and 9 days to take over sole possession of the AFC North with a 27-24 thriller over the Buffalo Bills. Next up, the Bengals play the Lions at Ford Field Sunday at 1, a game you can hear right here on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. And now, you know, you're less than 30 minutes away from another news update. I'm Ernie G. Anderson, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. Depend on it.
Storm Tracker 13 on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We will see clouds decreasing across the area, and after highs in the low 70s, we'll fall to about 53 tonight, with just a few spots of fog. Tomorrow, looking fantastic for our Tuesday, 78 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Rain moves in, though, for Wednesday and Thursday, and cooler temperatures follow for this week. I'm Kristen Ketchel on your official severe weather station, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
From the Tri-State Sports Leader, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. This is the award-winning First Century Bank Supertalk Sports Line. To join us, call 304-399-8255 or toll-free at 877-420-8255. Broadcasting from the Kindred Capital Building in downtown Huntington, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum.
Woody Woodrum not with us this evening. He'll be back tomorrow, we hope. We will try to get him in here, and if we have to, we'll prop him up. Our phone number is 304-399-8255. Toll free, 877-420-8255. We take your phone calls. First, go to Steve. Joins us this hour on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. What's up, Steve?
Paul, my old friend, I tell you, you know, roller derby, an underappreciated field of endeavor, if there ever was one.
Those girls are super cool, and they are definitely serious when they say they get out in the community, they like to volunteer and do things, and I think they could, you think it's just this niche sport, it's really growing, and to think, if you see what kind of energy and effort they're putting into it, not just getting out in the community and being a part of the community, but actually, you know, putting something pretty cool together to be out on the derby rink, I think more teams could take it from their example. I mean, they're definitely hustling and working it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the next time I get a letter from the athletic department, I'm going to recommend we make roller derby a varsity sport.
I'd go for it. I'd do it right away.
It's as relevant as some of the other ones we fund.
What sports in particular?
Well, I don't want to get started on Title IX. I really want to start talking about, let's talk about football.
Okay, because I was going to say.
You really want to talk about Title IX?
I don't know. We'll entertain it at
the
end.
Let's talk football.
So
I tell you, great win Saturday night, man. We didn't play well, Paul, but gosh, we found a way.
I'm sitting there on the edge of my seat because, if you hadn't heard the show, I was at a ceremony to honor Dr. Bailey at Hall of Fame for broadcasting. So I'm sitting there. I'm updating people with the ESPN app. I'm like, it's this score at halftime. It's this score at third quarter. And they're like, what the heck is going on? I tell you, we're at the dinner. There was a private reception. So we're at this private dinner, and we're all huddled over our smartphones just trying to find the final score here because it was closer than I think a lot of people expected it to be.
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't think we played very well. I think if we played well, we beat that team pretty handily. But, you know, maybe you got to give them some credit, too. That little quarterback's a bowling ball and a hard guy to get on the ground.
Yeah, came in. He was, at that point, the Conference USA Player of the Week. They faced some good teams. I think that's the problem with so many unknowns. You look at the schedule and you go, okay, Marshall should handle them. But you don't know, not this first go-around. You really don't have a frame of reference until we probably get deep into the season. And I still think it's going to come down to Marshall and East Carolina because they still have a game to give right now. Marshall's on top of the division, but if it comes down to Marshall and East Carolina, winner of that one wins.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I do think that Vegas will have us favored in every game from here on out. But, you know, being favored didn't necessarily mean you're going to win.
No, you're exactly right. And that's the kind of the balance act right now is Marshall should win. I think we can all say that with certainty, that Marshall just plays in a conference that's a step up from the Sun Belt. So Marshall should be better team week in and week out because they're used to playing better competition. The offense is pretty solid. It was a veteran group compared to last year. The defense is definitely improved, so you should win out. There still be some challenges there, and I still think Middle's one of them, and I definitely think East Carolina is going to be one. But the good news there is if Marshall plays well, like we think they can, they're going to win, but they can't go to sleep on anybody. But I like this in one regard, though. I'm hoping that these teams are going to be better than what's expected. So Conference USA's, image is a little bit better than it's perceived as right now, or at least its quality.
It's always hard to gauge that. I guess, if you look at the objective things, the Sagarin ratings and stuff, we're pretty bad. But some of the teams that I was expecting more out of have been bad. Middle Tennessee, for example, they've been blown out several times this year. Doesn't mean they won't play us tough, though. You're absolutely right. But, the feeling about this conference, I think, is probably pretty low. But we can't worry about that. We just got to go out and win.
Yeah, you're right. If you win, it takes care of everything. And of course, Marshall could be undefeated right now. Let's give Ohio credit. That's a good team. Marshall did not play well enough to win, and thus they didn't. But Ohio's still a good team. Virginia Tech is still a good team, and Marshall could be at this moment undefeated. And I know that's very disappointing to a lot of people, but everything that Marshall needs to achieve is still there. It's on the table. Bowl berth, that's still there. A conference championship in the East Division, that's still there. A berth for the Conference USA overhaul title, that's still there. It's still there. I just know how frustrating it is to watch Marshall not live up to those expectations right now. But yet they still get the win, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really kind of the mark of a good team. It's an odd thing. A good team that plays bad can still win.
Hopefully they will play good. Maybe they will play good and win. They need to. I mean, they got a few days to think about it. And they get the road win. Off their back now. They got that. They got a road win. They got the Florida monkey off their back. That's two positives right there. They got a field goal when they needed it at a clutch time. That's off their back now. They can feel good about that again. As bad as they performed and played, they still got everything, out of the way that's been plaguing them these last few years.
Yeah, it was a good win. I'm like you. If we ever start hitting on all eight cylinders, they better look out.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll let you go.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Steve. And this game's going to be on Fox Sports 1. It's an opportunity for Marshall to, look good on national TV. It's a Thursday night. So what are you competing with on Thursday night? You got Thursday night football from the NFL. You've got maybe a college game elsewhere here or there. So really, if you're looking for a football game, it depends on if you're a college fan or you're a pro fan. If you're a pro fan, you're going to the Thursday night game on the NFL Network. If you're a college fan, you've got several, and you'll probably flip. You'll definitely flip back and forth. Fox Sports 1 is not one of those channels that is thrown off into the cable and satellite wasteland. They're pretty much, at least on DirecTV, it's in the 200s. It's a higher echelon. It's not buried. And I think Fox Sports 1 has been smart. They've got a little bit more of a compelling product television-wise with what they're putting together. ESPN's still the king. Honestly, NBC Sports is doing more hockey. That's something, I would like. I'm a hockey fan. I love watching hockey, so that's something for me. CBS Sports hasn't really been putting I don't know what they've got compelling. And I'm surprised you don't see more college games. I would think that they would want to load that up even more. But this is a good time for Marshall to be on Fox Sports 1, a Thursday night game. I mean, Middle's going to be jacked. I don't want to call it a trap game. It's so cliche, but it kind of feels like way right now. But if you look at the standings, Marshall's still sitting pretty. 4-2 overall. They're 2-0 in conference. East Carolina, by default of loss, 2-1, and they are second in the conference. UAB, 1-1 in conference, or 2-4 overall. Florida International is 1-1. They're 1-5. Middle Tennessee, the conference record's not as good as their overall record. They're 1-2 in conference, 3-4 overall. Florida Atlantic dropping to 1-4 in conference. They're pretty much, I think, done in conference. They are 2-5. They got to win out pretty much if they want to secure a first-year bowl in this conference configuration. Southern Miss is done. I don't see a miracle happening there. 0-1 in conference and 0-5 overall. On the west side, Tulane. I'm saying that one more time, so I can't believe it. 3-0. They're 5-2 overall. They're looking pretty good. Rice is going to be the other team to watch out for. 3-0. They're 4-2 overall. So I think it comes down to two on the west. It's got to be Rice and Tulane if everything plays out the way we think it will. North Texas could throw something in there, but they're 1-1, 3-3 overall. Louisiana Tech also 1-1, 2-4. Same with Tulsa. What's happened to Tulsa? 1-1, 2-4 overall. I'm not giving it to Marshall just yet, but Marshall, there might be the opening. That could be the opening that Marshall needs to get that Tulsa monkey off their back. UTSA, we know their quality. 1-2, 2-5 overall. I think that's a program that's really going to rise in the West. I like the potential there, and that's the big word, potential. But they ran into a tough Rice team. They played Houston, Marshall, and Rice after getting a nice win over UTEP. I still think they're a good team. Houston, on the other hand, they're a good team right now. The way things are working out for them, they beat Memphis. They're 2-0 in the American. They got BYU coming up. That should be a game that will give us a real sign of how good this team is or how bad this team is. We'll see. So coming up next for the Thundering Herd, it's the off week. They'll get ready for Middle next week, Thursday night game. Then they'll have some time to get ready for UAB. So a nice little breather there. They get some extra time before they take on Middle, and then they get a couple of days to get over that and then get ready for UAB. I'm sorry, not UAB, that's Middle Tennessee. My apologies. They have Southern Miss to get ready for. But after that, then they have UAB. Tulsa, Florida International, East Carolina. I can understand where you might think Marshall's got a shot of running this table. East Carolina's shown they're vulnerable in the conference. Middle's going to be a tough test. Southern, Marshall's going to have to fall apart completely at that point if they get beat by Southern Miss. UAB, though. I'll say this. East Carolina is going to probably be for the whole shooting gallery. Florida International, that should be a winnable game. UAB, I'm never going to say that's a winnable game because I'm not going to make that mistake. And Southern's winnable. Tulsa, that's the one you possibly get. That's possibly the one you get them, and you don't want to be snake bitten by them. I'll say that. We come back. We'll get some more of your phone calls. Then we're going to get Jason Toy in here in a little bit, talk some NASCAR as well, squeeze him into the studio and talk a little bit about the chase for the cup and your phone calls coming up next here on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We will see clouds decreasing across the area, and after highs in the low 70s, we'll fall to about 53 tonight, which is a few spots of fog. Tomorrow, looking fantastic for our Tuesday, 78 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Rain moves in, though, for Wednesday and Thursday, and cooler temperatures follow for this week. I'm Kristen Ketchel on your official severe weather station, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hi, everybody. It's Tony Caridi. Are you trail rated? Because when you are, you have the freedom to go anywhere and do anything. General Manager Mark LaRose and my friends at Northside Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Truck have the trail rated Jeeps that will take you anywhere to your own adventures. Climbing hills most people would only attempt with a rope and a spotter, and dodging danger with fancy 4x4 footwork that could put a gazelle to shame. During the Jeep celebration at Northside, check out the redesigned 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee with a new 8-speed automatic transmission that gives you better fuel economy and more power. And the 2014 Jeep Wrangler, the most versatile vehicle in the universe on or off the road. No matter your destination, Northside has the Jeep to get you there. So shop the Jeep celebration today online at northsidewv.com or Route 19 in Somersville. Now, you can drive anything you want, but you know you want a trail-rated Jeep from Northside Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Truck in Somersville.
You can always tell a First Century Bank customer. Their debit cards are making some exciting sounds these days. When you use a First Century Bank debit card, you can earn cash back. As a First Century customer, you can earn cash rewards just by using your card. All you have to do is use your card for non-PIN transactions, and you'll see bonus cash in your account. Anyone can start earning cash immediately by opening an account today. First Century Bank, your town, your bank.
There's a lot more to your West Virginia American water bill than just water. Miles of pipeline, facilities to treat and test it, people working day and night to make sure it's there when you need it. But that's not all. Your water payment supports needed system improvements that will keep water flowing for all of us today and well into the future. All for about a penny a gallon. We're West Virginia American Water. We care about water. It's what we do. Find out why you should too at westvirginiaamwater.com.
For a sauce that steals the show, you go to Rocco's. To find out when the bass are biting, see Greg at the Tackle Box. And for the best heart and vascular care around, turn to the region's most experienced cardiac surgery team. Turn to King's Daughters. We perform minimally invasive procedures and complex ones that others don't. Yet another reason we're the best choice for your heart. HealthGrades rated King's Daughters as one of America's 100 best hospitals for cardiac surgery and also rated us 5 stars for coronary bypass surgery. All over the region, people know that when it comes to high-quality healthcare, we deliver. Everyone has their expertise. At King's Daughters, ours is your health. Visit us in Ashland, Kentucky, or online at kdmc.com. For a physician referral, call 888-377-5362. That's 888-377-5362.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand-new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand-new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
I remember as a young girl going to Community Trust Bank with my mom. She would pack up me and my brothers and we'd all go inside. Now I have 2 little girls of my own and I look back and I don't know how she did it. I still bank at Community Trust. They have 81 locations, over 90 ATM locations, online banking available, and now with mobile banking, they've made it so much easier for me and my family. And that's what I love about Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
The phone number is 877-420-8255, or if you want to hit us up locally, 304-399-8255. And we continue with the phone calls. Jack is checking in on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. What's up, Jack?
How you doing, Paul?
I'm good, sir.
I want to touch on something Steve said. He was talking about our league being, as far as respect goes, being real low. And I think that's affecting our attendance. I'm going to tell you why. I know Woody always says it's the economy, but, Paul, our tickets are not very expensive compared to other colleges. And another thing I want to talk is that, people want to see Marshall. People don't come to see Marshall. They want to see other teams that come in there with winning records, and we're not having teams with winning records, Paul. Our league right now, a 14-team league, has, I think, 10 teams with losing records, and 2 of them with the winning records are leaving next year, not counting Tulsa. And I am very concerned. This is not the league that we bargained for, and I am concerned that next year it could be worse because we're bringing in 3 teams, I think, that aren't as good as the team that's leaving. And plus, next year, as far as the BC, well, if we run the table, go 12-0, but they're going to go by strength of schedule when they select these teams from these non-power leagues, Paul. What do you think? Could that affect us getting in if we run the table next year? And are you concerned about this league with all the teams that are losing?
I am and I'm not, because I think Conference USA did the very best they could. I mean, I don't know what other school can you pull from or what other league could you pull from? I mean, that's the first problem there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're taking some members that have some potential. I mean, and I say that, I'm not, I echo that from the conference office. There's potential there. I mean, You know, let's be honest. UTSA, they might not be very good right now, but they've got a great market that they play football in. They play in the Alamo Dome. Yeah, they've got some tools there to be competitive. You would think the Florida schools would be competitive. You hope Middle is competitive. I don't know what the heck's going on with Southern Miss. That's an enigma there. But yeah, Marshall has got to be, you know, very careful in, you know, how they schedule outside the conference, because if they want to be able to run the table, they got to have a strong enough schedule where they can, but not put themselves in a position where, you know, that's going to be an impossibility. With that said, let me go back first to attendance. I've always believed that you go to see Marshall play.
But, I agree with that.
But that doesn't work in reality.
No, it does.
Because you're asking somebody to spend money, and I'm never going to question anyone if they don't want to spend money and the reason why. If they say that, look, Marshall and Southern Miss, I just don't want to spend an afternoon, spend money, take the family out, buy concessions, parking if they're not, they don't have a parking pass, you know, they don't want to do that, I'm not going to question it. And it's a valid concern because the home schedule is not attractive. Outside of that East Carolina game, Gardner-Webb is not an attractive game. UTSA is an unknown, so you don't know if that's going to be a good game. I thought that they were going to be a little bit more exciting on offense, but you don't know that. Southern Miss, we all know they're horrible right now, so that's not going to be a compelling game. UAB, that's UAB. We don't expect much from them on a given year. And so the only ticket that you might be interested in going to is East Carolina. So, yeah, I can see why attendance is down a little bit. And I can understand that, truly, because the fans want to go see a good game, and they don't know if they're going to get that, and they're not at the point where you can just put Marshall on it, slap a price on it, and they'll buy it. And, yeah, they shouldn't be that way, though, just because, how do you keep, how do you make a statement, how do you keep the athletic department accountable for things that please you or displease you? It all comes down to money. And so if you're not happy with the schedule, how do you change that? Well, you say, I'm not coming until it gets better. But, of course, it's a catch-22 because, how does it get better if you're not coming?
Hey, Paul, you speak to these teams in these big markets, though, but you look at these teams like Boston College and teams like that that has pro teams, they're an afterthought, and I don't think it gets any better. I've watched some of Boston College game, and their stadium's not even a third full sometimes. And I just think I think it's overblown when these teams been in these big markets, because I don't know if people really care with these pro teams in there. Do you really?
It depends on the market. I think like at UTSA, they're going to be fine. I think the Florida schools, they've got a ways to go. I think Florida Atlantic might have a better shot than Florida International. The whole idea here is to, get a larger footprint. Because you look at Marshall, compare Marshall and Huntington and the market size compared to the other Conference USA teams.
Right.
And it's, Marshall's almost the very bottom.
Yeah.
As far, TV rating, Marshall is in the 65, number 65 in the TV market. And that's almost toward the bottom. But with that said, I think there's more engagement from Marshall fans in this area overall, because what else is going on? As far as if you're looking for a sports team, what's your sports team in this area? What's your go-to team? It's Marshall.
Marshall, yeah. Well, let me ask you one other thing.
Sure.
Could this league have an effect on bringing our program down? We want to go to the next level, and I don't know what that next level is. But could this leave, if it doesn't improve, could it affect our program as far as being moving up?
Yes and no. I would say it doesn't affect Marshall moving up if Marshall continues to win. Marshall needs to do it. Marshall needs a repeat of what happened in the Mid-American Conference. Marshall went in, had superior facilities, had better talent. Was able to, and I'm just talking football. Every other sport doesn't matter. Tom Herrien could win them all right now, and unless Marshall basketball becomes at the level, say, of a Memphis, You know, you're not going to get a phone call because Memphis got a phone call because of basketball, not football.
Right.
So Marshall's got to continue to do what they did in the 90s in the Mid-American Conference. They got to go out, win conference championship after conference championship. The fan base has got to be there and engaged. The facilities have got to improve because Marshall's head and shoulders above everyone else in the Mid-American Conference. The MAC caught up, but for the most part, those schools don't want to move. They don't want to go anywhere. They're content. Marshall, on the other hand, their fan base, their program, they want to continue to strive. If Marshall loses in this conference, though, and can't get anywhere, I don't care how nice your stadium is, how beautiful your practice, your indoor athletic facility is, you know, how wonderful your soccer field is, I don't care. I don't think Marshall moves up. And I don't know if Marshall moves up anyway, because look at market size compared to the rest of the country. Look at locations. Marshall's not in a very big metro area. Doesn't command that much of a presence nationally. So what value does Marshall offer, say, an All-American Conference or an ACC? And of course, I know I'm reaching at that point, but.
Right.
Yeah. What value does Marshall have? So that's where Marshall's got to continue to control what they can as far as winning facilities and everything. And if Marshall gets to the point where there's another conference realignment, maybe they make sense for somebody. But it all has to start with Marshall winning and being relevant again. Because Marshall football is, as much as we love Marshall football, is it relevant nationally right now? Not so much.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll enjoy your show and go hard. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jack. We appreciate it. And
okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's not a slight on Marshall. I mean, Marshall's got to take care of business to be relevant. It's not a matter of hating on the herd. It's just if you beat Ohio and you beat Virginia Tech, all of a sudden you take notice of Marshall. And then you put a few winning seasons together. You win a couple conference championships. You knock off somebody that, well, wait a minute. Whoa, there's Marshall. And, of course, I think what has to happen is fans need to show up. Yeah, game day needs to be exciting. Game day needs to be you got to have a full house. I mean, you don't look good. If you're on TV and there's seats, I mean, That's the problem. And, of course, you got to get rid of that stupid inflatable they all run out of. I think that's holding them back. We're going to try to get Jason Toy in here, talk some NASCAR with him. He'll get us caught up on the points race. And we'll take some more of your phone calls as well. Super Talk Sports Line continues on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call or visit online at hfsl.com.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See Russ McCray, 304 East Main Street, Milton. Ray Crabtree, 4341 U.S. Route 60 East, Huntington.
Like a good
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd Athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can this week at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColonimal.com or call 800-409-5555.
Hi, Woody Woodrum for Dan's Sports Shop in Huntington. My friends at Dan's have been around for 60 years helping schools with their uniform and equipment needs. You can get your customized school's game wear, and the experts at Dan's live sports every day. Dan's carries a full line of wrestling gear in Herb's Wrestling Corner. They've worked with U Sports for as long as I've been around, so it's Dan's Sports Shop, corner of 4th Avenue and 12th Street in Huntington. Tell them Woody sent you.
Hey, Herd fans, bring your pride alive with the People's Bank Marshall Big Green Debit Card. The Big Green Debit Card is the only debit card that gives back to Marshall. The more you swipe, the more People's Bank donates. Plus, for you ultimate Herd fans, Marshall Big Green Banking gives you access to special Marshall VIP experiences and merchandise. Give the school you love the support it deserves. Get your card today at MarshallBigGreenBanking.com or at any People's Bank location. People's Bank, proud partner of Marshall Athletics. Member FDIC.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
I knew I was stuck at this kid's house for the night, but those guys snuck up on me to try and pull the hand in a bowl of warm water trick. Well, that was enough for me. I went downstairs to sleep in the basement, even though it was pitch black. I left my sleeping bag upstairs, and that was a mistake, because it was freezing. I think it was probably the longest night of my life. To read more about the sleepover, check out Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw by Jeff Kinney. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library and visit read.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan with you on this Monday, October 14th edition, Super Talk Sports Line. Woody Woodrum back with us tomorrow, we hope. If not, we already got a good guy to fill in for him for the entire week. Jason Toy joining us on the program. Of course, Jason does a quadruple duty over here at our Kindred Capitol building. He's responsible for all the great music you hear on Big Buck Country 101.5. Also, you'll hear him occasionally, time to time, hanging out with his good friend Eli Gold from MRN Radio.
And I move things, too.
And evidently. You move things.
Move things.
How did you get that job of moving things?
It was literally in our meeting one day, they looked at me and said, "You're big, you can do it." So I'm like,
because you're a former college athlete, of course you're big.
I did a heck of a job holding down that bench, I'll tell you that. Nobody got near the Gatorade bottle. I guarded that real well.
No, come on, you're picking on yourself a little too much here. you became a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And
because that's where the real money is.
That was where the real money was. Look at us now here. So, you've gotten free, though. You do work for MRN. Mm-hmm. You've been keeping up with the racing.
Mm-hmm.
And is it worth keeping up with? That's the question.
You know, we're in the middle of the chase right now. So definitely, we got 10 weeks of drama to determine who's going to be a champion. Which is, they reset things and at the end of Richmond. And for the final 10 races, it's those 12 drivers or 13 drivers this time around. They get a chance to run for that title. And so far, it's been Matt Kenseth that picked up a couple of wins to start things off. And then, of course, Jimmy Johnson with a victory. And then most recently, a guy this past weekend that's not in the chase. It kind of spoils things a little bit. Brad Keselowski, who is the defending Sprint Cup Series champion, did not get into the chase this year. So it was a good win for him and to get them back on track a little bit, too. So definitely a lot of things going on. There's definitely a lot of drama beside the racing going on, too, because you had that whole deal with the team orders you had at Richmond with Michael Waltrip Racing to try to get their one of their drivers into the field. And problem is people forget that the radios are monitored, the communication between the drivers and the crew.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. How do they forget that? This is the most open sport of them all. You can hear, one point DirecTV offered a package where you could watch the in-cam, in-car camera of your favorite driver, monitor the radio transmissions for everybody.
And you
at home.
Could get you had that were able to get the camera in their pit stall.
Yeah,
and all that stuff.
This is a sport that they have embraced cameras and openness unlike any other.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't, but it's everybody knows how things have played out with that. One of the drivers that was involved in that was didn't really know what was going on. Because he was just told to come to pit road. He's like, why? It was Brian Vickers. And there was a report that came out today that Brian Vickers will have to step out of driving for the rest of the season because he had an issue year before last, that forced him to step out of racing because of blood clots in his leg.
Ooh.
So he is now having to step out. Not sure who's going to be replacing him in the 55 car the rest of the year. And importantly, he was running for a championship, too, in the Nationwide Series with Joe Gibbs Racing. So they got to figure out somebody to fill in that position as well, too. So that's a little bit of drama that's going on there right now. But the race this weekend goes on to Talladega. It's what they call the wild card race because when you have drafting like they do have at 200-plus miles an hour, you never know what's going to happen. We saw Tony Stewart get up on his roof last year, in that big 20-car wreck that they had. So they call this one and the race next weekend in Martinsville the wild card races because you got the biggest track on the circuit and the shortest track on the circuit in back-to-back weeks. So anything can happen.
Anyone really, is this really close to being resolved? We're going to have to go to the final race, you think, the way this is going to
break when Kenseth jumped out, Jimmy Johnson now has battled back. I think it's going to come down to Homestead again. And that's what has happened the last couple of years. And I think it will come down to Homestead. And you very well could have five drivers vying for a championship there. But after you get through Martinsville and Talladega, you might get it down to three.
Okay.
That we battling for a title.
So the fair to say Kenseth, Johnson, Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Jeff Gordon. You think that it comes down to those five?
Well, those top three have wins already. Matt Kenseth has a couple of wins. Johnson with one, of course, with Harvick picking up a win as well too. And Harvick's the one that's been impressive. He's running solid. He's being consistent. And Jeff Gordon is being real consistent as well too. So the thing for Gordon, though, they need a victory. Kyle Busch needs a victory as well. If they're going to have any chance of winning this thing, or they're going to need Kenseth and Johnson to have some really bad luck.
Okay, so a guy like Biffle, Busch, Bauer, Dale Earnhardt Jr., pretty much looking outside in right now.
Right now, they got to make some things happen in these two wild card races with Talladega, and of course, Jr. does very well on the restrictor plate racing. So he's definitely going to have to step up and come away with a victory this weekend at Talladega. So the pressure is definitely on for him, and. He's had some good runs. I mean, he's had some really decent runs. He just had not gotten that victory here that needs and that everybody expects because you're Dale Earnhardt Jr. So,
one of the most popular drivers ever.
Yeah.
And is he ever going to live up to that legacy, do you think? I mean, is there still time for him?
I don't think anybody can.
I mean, he may just come close.
It may be, but... I don't think so because it's Dale Sr. I mean, Junior's not as aggressive as Senior was. He wasn't like the force that was there that when you look up in the rearview mirror, you'll see the black car, black three coming at you going, oh no, here he comes. When they look up and see Junior, it's like, oh, there's Dale Jr. It's not like that. He doesn't have the same deal as he has, as his dad had. But he's a great guy. He's a different type of racer. And then what his dad was, and he's had a great career too. So, and he still will have a great career. And he's got the best equipment out there. He's driving with Hendrick and a good sponsorship deal. And, he needs to solidify his legacy. He's got to get some wins and a championship.
Seems the most popular guy out there. Not necessarily,
he still is.
Yeah, not the most, not the best racer or the guy with the most victories.
Yeah. That's a big thing. And it's just his name helps out. It helps out with marketing. When Dale is in front of a camera doing a TV spot, he's completely different than when he's talking to him. He seems to feel more comfortable doing a television commercial, or something like that. So,
how about the flip Jeff Gordon's done? Yeah, for a while nobody could stand this guy, and he's become, I guess, pretty popular and well respected.
Well, he's always been respected because of how long his legacy, the tenure he's had driving. And you go through, people go through spells like that. You know, people didn't like Earnhardt. You know, they had more boos than cheers a long time ago. But then as Earnhardt got later in his career before his death, people would, they would cheer. You know, it just, it goes in cycles. And so, Gordon, people didn't like Gordon because he was winning all the time. But now they've seen him fight in them and seen him fight, battle back and trying to get back to that championship form. You know, Jimmy Johnson gets booed because people get tired of the winners. They want to see somebody new out there. And people just don't like Kyle Busch, period. That's just plain it. He gets booed a lot on that one.
Why is that?
He's his attitude, the way he has. And it's Kyle being Kyle, you know. And then the thing is with Kyle, though, he can have the attitude and he backs it up on the track because he can drive. He can win in anything you put him in. And he's really, if you get Kyle away from racing, you know, on the intensity of the, because when he gets at the track on Thursday night till they leave Sunday afternoon, yeah, he is in that game mode.
But don't you want that from your guys?
You do. Sometimes it hurts him because he gets so focused on that and he doesn't realize what else is going on around him or something happens, you know. And when something does happen, it takes him a while to respond to it, you know, get calm and respond to it. Like if something happens on pit road where they get behind on a pit stop, he gets angry, he gets mad, but then it takes him a while to calm down and start hitting his marks again. But he definitely is a great driver. I mean, truly, he's one of the most talented drivers out there on the circuit today.
Jason Toy joining us. What do you got scheduled for this weekend? They got you on any races?
No, I'm not racing. I'll be here. We got actually doing high school football again this weekend.
Okay, so you got Capital Midland. What happened? They took on a Capital team that I thought they would be able to handle.
Luke Sammons told us in the pregame, and it proved right. He said that they would be the most physical team that they will face all year long, even more than Huntington. And it showed there. They controlled the offense and defensive line in that game. And that's what won the game for Capital. You know, Midland had to try to battle back, and they did. They started to make a comeback in that second half, and then just gave up some big runs, and that was it. It was plain and simple. They got beat in the interior line.
You still thinking Capital, Midland, and Huntington High back in the playoffs?
I think at some point they're going to be facing each other. I mean, I honestly do. You know, for Midland right now, they need wins, obviously. They got a tough task this week. They're taking on number two GW. Friday night at the Castle. They're taking on an undefeated team that's coming into their house. But they're battling to be able to stay in that top eight to host a first round game. You know, one more loss, and it'll take them out. They'll be on the road probably first round of the state tournament. So they've got to be able to get wins out to be able to remain up in get back up into the top eight to be able to secure themselves a home game, or else they might be going to Martinsburg on a first round matchup.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to make that drive.
Nobody wants to make that drive to Martinsburg.
I mean, that's if you're going there, just going to Washington D.C. and hang out because it could be that close.
Think Martinsburg still a team to beat?
I mean, they're still solid. You know, they had one loss against that team for Virginia, but then they got this whole deal going on with their quarterback with the lawsuit with the SSAC and all that. And you know, if it comes rules back, you know, they may have to forfeit all those wins they've had this year, and then you know basically take them out of the running. You know, everybody keeps telling me, and I've seen him around it for years, that you don't win a lawsuit against the SSAC.
I've never seen one
and
yet.
And granted, the SSAC has merit in this. If the kid played in Maryland and in West Virginia at the high school level as an eighth grader. So he's basically used up his eligibility.
Yeah, because your eligibility in West Virginia is...
was it? Four years, and that's it.
Yeah, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th.
Yep, and he started in 8th grade.
Okay.
And they've actually, somebody pointed out to me, too, that his name was listed in the record book of having, playing baseball, of having, hit a hitting mark as an 8th grader in a high school ranking. So, I don't know. We have to see how it shakes out, and of course the lawsuit's all a part of it, and then come back, then Martinsburg will be forced to forfeit all those games. So, they'll take them out of that running.
That makes the road a little easier.
Definitely, I don't want to make that road.
Yeah, it makes the road a little easier for a few
schools.
I'll
go anywhere else in the state to do a game, and I don't want to go to Martinsburg. That's just like I got to request a day off of work to go to that one.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they'll charge you a vacation day in his office.
Yeah, I know. But it's Midland is still a solid team. Don't get me wrong; they've got one of the best running attacks around in the area. They just got to work on controlling that line a little bit because they got beat in that line against Capital. And I'll tell you what, Capital is a very physical team. They've got some talent. The thing that people should be scared about in AAA in West Virginia is the fact that how young that Capital team is to have that good of athletes, you know, from the quarterback spot to the running back to the wideouts to everything. Now they're going to lose some of that push that Capital will lose some of that push after this year with losing a couple of defensive linemen that were just all over the field Friday night. They were controlling that ball game, and they'll be missed on them. But I tell you what, they've got a lot of great athletes on that team.
Jason Toy joining us, a sometime voice of racing and a full-time voice of Midland.
I've only got one more race this year, which actually works out well because the last race I have is the Friday night that Midland is off.
Okay, so it worked out perfectly.
Couldn't have worked out any better. So I'm doing the truck race at the Texas Motor Speedway on November the 1st or whatever, and that is Cabell Midland's off week.
I guess we're going to have to carry that somewhere.
You're going to have to, telling you.
We're going to have to. If you ever hear a Grand Am race on the radio and you wonder why there's a Grand Am race on, it's because Jason's calling
Thank
the
you.
Race.
Because next year they're going to be called the United Sports Car Series because they've merged with the American Le Mans Series and Grand Am.
And,
so you're going to have like every road racer in the world that's going to be running every week.
And that means what for me?
Well, when you carry the Rolex 24 at Daytona in January, all 24-hour
coverage. Like he's already, so he's scheduled this already. Let me ask you this. Will 4 to 6 be preempted?
Will what?
For 4 to 6 p.m. be preempted for this show? Will this program be preempted for that?
No, it won't be. We'll start at 3 p.m. on Saturday.
Well, what's the value for me then?
3 p.m. on Saturday, and we'll drop the checkered flag at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
I can't preempt Gene Dean, and I can't preempt this show. I don't think I want it.
You know, we could find some things. I'm telling
preempt?
You. Yeah, we could find some things to preempt.
Okay, that's fine. You know, can you preempt Mike Pertner's show as well?
That's all you, man.
I'm asking.
I ain't going to do that one. That's all you.
Oh, but you'll preempt this show. Jason Toy joining us. Race fans to delight.
Yeah.
We'll get you back in next week.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's fun. I mean, we're wrapping down the season and getting ready for winter. That's about it. You know, we got six races to go. And five races to go, I guess. And
then the awards banquet in Vegas, right?
Yeah, which is the most boring thing ever.
You don't get to go?
No. And believe me, I wouldn't want to go.
Well, you don't have to go to the banquet.
Because it would cost me too much money to go because, yeah, the trip would be paid for and all that, but it's Vegas. I'll be broke.
You know what? You need to take me with you.
You ever been to Vegas?
I have been to Vegas. Why? Okay. I want to go back. And you need to take Alex and what we can do.
Jeremy, that's right.
Oh, you heard that. Yeah.
Yes.
It's true.
I'm waiting for the jersey.
It's true.
Will that be available on supertalk94.1.com or 94.1.com?
If Alex has anything to do with it, you know, we will have a cafe press of that soon.
I would like that.
Will you buy that?
I definitely would.
Okay. There you
I'm
go.
I'm hanging with Swan Jeremy.
Nice.
That be your thing. Get to autograph all that.
Yeah.
Get hero cards. Alex, we can do hero cards.
Hero cards. Big poster.
Posters, yeah.
Yeah. And
I was hanging with Swan Jeremy. There you go.
I like it. We better take a time out or our sales are going to hang me. Supertalk Sportsline at Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We will see clouds decreasing across the area, and after highs in the low 70s, we'll fall to about 53 tonight with just a few spots of fog. Tomorrow, looking fantastic for our Tuesday, 78 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Rain moves in, though, for Wednesday and Thursday, and cooler temperatures follow for this week. I'm Kristen Ketchel on your official severe weather station, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
It should be easy to save money. At MVB Bank, it is. Simply link your savings account to the most valuable checking account of your choice and earn great interest rates on your deposits. Plus, you can enjoy auto-deposited rewards. Your money can do more for you when you put it to work at MVB Bank, your most valuable bank. To learn more, log on to mvbbanking.com. MVB Bank, member FDIC.
Qualifications do apply and rates may change after account is open. Fees may reduce earnings. Not available as a standalone product.
Every teenager knows GDL means graduated driver's license. But did you know that if you are a level 1 or level 2 driver, talking or texting on your phone while driving is illegal? Level 1 and 2 drivers can and will be pulled over by law enforcement for talking or texting. So play it safe. Stay off the phone while driving and keep your license. A message from the West Virginia Division of Motor Vehicles and the State Department of Transportation.
Hunting and squirrel seasons are here, and Mac and Dave's is offering special discounts on all new shotguns, rifles, and handguns in stock. Choose from a great selection of Browning, Mossberg, Ruger, Remington, Smith & Wesson, Winchester, and others. Also, save big on all Mac and Dave's pre-owned guns, and always remember to protect your guns and valuables in a Browning or American Security safe. Start your hunting and squirrel seasons right with a trip to Mac and Dave's, 1010 3rd Avenue, downtown Huntington, where they buy, sell, loan money, love to trade, and layaways are always welcome.
By now, you've probably heard that the Fannin Automotive family is bigger and better than all the rest. But what does that mean exactly? Well, how about getting a 2013 Hyundai Elantra GLS with popular equipment package for only $15,995, or getting a brand new Toyota Camry SE for only $21,995, and 0% financing. Just another way how the Fannin Automotive family is proving that they're bigger and better than any other dealership in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Visit online, FanninMotors.com, or come on in. Fannin Automotive Family, U.S. Route 60, Ashland.
We're the better bank, Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, strength, safety, and stability. We're the name you can trust. We're the better bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special, two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. Or an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. Or a large Chef Randy pasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Diedrich Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
Don't shop for tires at a dealer whose idea of selection is white wall or black wall. Head to TikTok Tire. They carry the brands you trust. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, get the selection you deserve. For the best tires, advice, and service, visit the experts at TikTok Tire, 2102 3rd Avenue, Huntington, across from Marshall Stadium.
It's the time of year to get your home ready for winter with Grandview Building and Supply in South Point.
Check out Grandview's new shipments of insulated replacement and construction windows.
Get 10% off all roofing shingles.
Need flooring?
Check out Grandview's laminate, hardwood, linoleum, carpet, and so much more.
Need a new kitchen or bath?
Explore the selection of cabinets, vanities, faucets, and countertops.
And don't forget to visit their home improvement tents.
Grandview Building and Supply, US 52. South Point.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan, Jason Toy's found the remote to the TV, and I mean, you found like the Duck Dynasty channel there. What are you doing?
Just looking, just searching around.
You
know, you have this this great setup in here, and you have you have basic cable.
Well, Alex, can you help us out with that?
Can you get the good channels?
Can you get us good channels? I mean, the great thing about working next to him is, every day it's really fun to come out and hang out with him because he's always a warm personality. But the other thing is, I get the best internet in the building next to him. You take the good.
He does some great things for
us. Yeah, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have.
You have Alex.
You have Alex. Plus, he's dependable on the boards. We might have him back here more often. You know, he hasn't slimmed up once today.
Slimmed up?
He has not slimmed up once today.
That sounds like an issue or a problem, personal problem.
Have you met Slim?
Oh, yeah.
Slim might not be back tomorrow. We have our way.
There's a joke I'm not going to make.
There is. So,
no Marshall this week.
No Marshall this week.
Thursday night game at Middle Tennessee, which is a great road trip.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you go down and check out the game. Murfreesboro is awesome.
Yeah, it'll...
quick drive.
We've got Monday night football tonight.
Who's it, San Diego, and who is it tonight? Do you know?
Yeah, I do.
You're the program director.
I do. It's a big game.
It's a big game tonight.
You know why it's a big game?
It really, really is a big show.
It's a big game because it's Monday Night Football. I'm not concerned with Monday Night Football as much as I'm concerned with the Don Nealon and Bob Pruitt show.
Yeah. So San Diego, is it San Diego? And
I'm making you squirm.
Arizona?
Come on, figure
San Diego,
it out.
San Diego, Seattle. San Diego, Seattle tonight.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. And then after Tony Caridi, it will be Bob Nealon. And
Bob Nealon?
Bob Nealon. That's what I'm calling the show. It's Bob Nealon. And it's Indiana San Diego coming up
on John
Monday.
Boy and Billy Big Show, morning 6 to 10 on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930 WRBC Huntington, a service of Kindred Communications.